You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning is the president of the board for the Foothill Conservancy, Catherine Evett. Good morning, Catherine.
And good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is a huge year for the Foothill Conservancy, 30 years of the Foothill Conservancy existing. You've been there from the very beginning. What was the purpose of starting the Foothill Conservancy?
Well, Mark, back in really 1989, a group of local people in Amador and Calaveras counties were kind of concerned about things that were happening in our counties and the pace and extent of growth that was going on, and also a proposal for a dam on the North Fork of the McCollumee River. So people started getting together to talk about those things and see if there was anything they could do to protect the river and protect our local environment and quality of life.
Is the Foothill Conservancy a nonprofit?
We are. We're a 501c3 charitable nonprofit organization, and we're calling this our 30th anniversary year because we were actually incorporated in 1990, even though we began our first little grassroots meetings in 1989.
So how active is the Foothill Conservancy?
Well, we're quite active, especially for a relatively small group. We have just three part-time staff and a bunch of volunteers and some contractors. Over the years, we have become the leading group for McCollumee River conservation in California, and we have been one of the strongest voices for sustainable land use planning in Amador County, especially, and some in Calaveras, and also for river access, watershed restoration, and river protection.
All right. So this Thursday evening, there is going to be a special 30th anniversary celebration. Tell us what takes place in Angels Camp Thursday night.
Well, on Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Elliott Smart Performing Arts Center at Bret Hart Theater, singer-songwriter-storyteller John McCutcheon of Georgia is going to give his first ever performance in Angels Camp. And John is just a fantastic musician who performs his own original music and stories and traditional American music. He's going to be joined by a young traditional music duo called Red Tail Ring, who is just wonderful. And it's the first time John's ever toured with an opening act, so it's going to be really interesting. So we'll have a couple of hours of great music for people with some refreshments, and we'll be there to talk about the Foothill Conservancy at the intermission and what we do.
Catherine, are tickets still available?
Yes, they are. We have them for sale online at brownpapertickets.com. If you Google John McCutcheon Concert and Angels Camp or search for that on Brown Paper Tickets, you can find it. Or you can go to our website, which is foothillconservancy.org, and there's a direct link to the page on Brown Paper Tickets. Tickets are also on sale at Manzanita Arts Emporium in the Angels Camp at our Jackson office, and we'll have tickets for sale at the door. But they're $5 cheaper if you buy them ahead of the day of the show. So,
what will the proceeds go towards?
The proceeds are going to go to support the work of the Foothill Conservancy. So we are continuing to work on river and watershed conservation in our communities. We have a salmon restoration feasibility study going on the McCollumee. We're working on some planning ordinances in Amador County, including one to protect the dark night sky views. And we are in the process of completely overhauling our website, so we'll have a brand new website. We also work as part of the Amador Calaveras Consensus Group, which is working on fuel reduction and community safety and job creation projects in the county. So this is general support money to help us keep going and keep the staff paid, the lights on, and people out at work doing good work in our area.
And is there a telephone number for more information?
Yes, you can call area code 209-223-3508, and that's our office in Jackson. There are people there in the daytime, usually from 9 to 2, sometimes a little bit later.
And Catherine, before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else you would like to add?
I just would like to say, you know, we're really happy to be bringing John to this part of the Foothills. He's never performed in Angels Camp. I don't think he's even ever performed in Sonora. And one of the things we like to do as a community-based conservation organization is events like this that give people the opportunity to get together and have a good time and build community for good causes. And this is part of that.
Catherine Evett, president of the board with the Foothill Conservancy. Thank you for your time, Catherine.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate it.